This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development. Lisa Hale reports.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months, and anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced a 26% increase in the number of children under the age of 6 who are being screened for lead exposure statewide. This increase in testing allows state and local health departments to catch lead poisoning sooner. Lead can be found in paint, dust, pipes, and soil in and around older homes and buildings. Products like toys, pottery, and makeup from other countries can contain lead as well. Exposure to lead usually happens by swallowing or breathing it in. You can find more information at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demand for personal and sensitive information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The USDA has threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share, in Wisconsin, without that data. AG Call may be up for a rematch in next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin.
Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. On Monday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster, David Varnum, in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022, but fell short in the Republican primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Gonlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. The number of people flying out of Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is decreasing and could soon affect prices. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Passenger numbers dropped about 8% from January through August of this year compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see its lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing some concern. Since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs.
The three-part Parent Cafe series starts tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Wood County Human Services is offering this structured supportive gathering for parents and caregivers. Trained hosts will guide participants to engage in meaningful conversations centered around protective factors that promote well-being and resilience. It's from 5:30 to 7:15 at McMillan Library. This is free to attend and includes a meal, childcare during parent discussions, and giveaway items for all attendees. Thursday is the vigil for victims of domestic violence. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is holding this vigil on October 23rd at 6 p.m. at McMillan Library. They're working to raise awareness and honor victims of domestic violence during October's Awareness Month. Last year, 99 people in Wisconsin were killed due to domestic violence. That's an increase from 85 the previous year. The vigil at McMillan Library on Thursday at 6 p.m. will remember victims and also recognize community members who've shown extraordinary support for the Family Center's mission. This year's national awareness theme is Everyone Knows Someone, acknowledging that 1 in 4 people will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 for Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to just below freezing, around 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.